I am surfing through the Facebook group, and I'm noticing something that I think would be perfect for a small bite lesson. And that is the concept of on-plan or off-plan eating and good food versus bad. So here's what I want to say. When I want you guys to think about, like, honestly, there's no good or bad foods. And first of all, we have to take that into consideration, because if foods are good and foods are bad, then we feel guilty or wrong when we're eating certain things. And then we're going to avoid wanting to do our discovery worksheets. We're going to avoid wanting to be honest with ourselves on our plan. If they're good, then let's say that they're, you know, good, healthy foods, but you don't enjoy them. Then you start making this connection that eating healthy and good is something that sucks. So it, like, what I want to say about it is it just doesn't, like, serve a good purpose for anyone. Now, that is not to say that there are foods out there that obviously are going to give your body more energy, and they're going to make you poop better, and they're going to do, like, all the lifelong things. But in the long run, what I want you guys really thinking about is there are foods that just I'm going to plan more often because I know I feel better when I eat them. And there are certain foods I'm not going to plan as often because I know I really enjoy the taste of them. But they don't overall, I don't feel amazing. They may taste amazing, but that's why I plan them sometimes, because they do taste amazing. So foods have, like, just, I just want you to think bigger. Don't think so just like very black and white about things, because it just does, I just notice it just really doesn't help people. So, you know, I want you to think that when you, somebody said something about, you know, would I, like, so let me tell you how this can backfire on you. This is a good example. Let's say that you are hungry and it's 4 o'clock and you're not supposed to eat dinner until 6, and, or like, that's when you're going to do it with your family, right? And you really want to eat with your family. Like, I am all in on some dinner with my family, and this is what we are doing. But at 4 o'clock, you're like, I really need something to eat. If there are good and bad foods, and you're just like, oh my gosh. So if I eat an apple, that's going to be a problem, because now, like, even if it's healthy, like, you start just, I want you to see the doo-doo that goes through your head. You start wondering if it's okay and blah, 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 rather than just like, you know what? I'm hungry. I didn't plan for an apple today. I'm going to have an off-plan eat, and it's going to be an apple. And I'm going to track it, because there's no good and bad foods. There's no on or off-plan being good or bad. It's just like, it becomes a lot simpler to just make a decision. Or you're going to just be like, you know what? I'm not going to have a snack. I can wait 2 hours. I'm going to see if I'm going to get hungry. I don't mind being a little hungry or whatever. But if you have, like, this idea that being on or off plan is I want to get to that in a minute. But if, like, with the good and the bad food, it's like when you have drama about tracking food and you have drama around the quality of food, as if there's acceptable food or not, you set yourself up for not tracking, not being honest, hiding from your eating, or giving up and quitting, because you will not want to face your own shame, your self-imposed shame, your self-imposed judgment, your self-imposed admonishments. That's where the problem lies. It is not like, this is what I want all of you to get comfortable with. When we have on or off plan eats, I want you to think about it as, this is just on plan or off plan. It's not good or bad. There are times, like, for those of you who, like, when you first start planning, sometimes because of, like, for a million reasons, you haven't been tracking, you've been eating by the clock, you haven't been paying attention to hunger signals, you just don't even know when you're hungry and stuff. In the very beginning, you will have 4 days straight of off-plan eats every day at 4 o'clock, because you don't even know that you're actually hungry until you're really paying attention. And what I don't want you doing is sitting around feeling guilty, one, because you think off-plan eating is bad, and then two, making eating an apple bad, which is a really great choice. All of that comes from judgment. So if we have, I want you guys to think about being on-plan and off-plan. And I want you to think about your car. When you get in your car every day and your dashboard lights aren't on, like gas is full, oil's changed, tire pressure's in check, all things run on you know, all cylinders. You don't get in every day like, oh my God, I'm the lucky one. Can you believe it? My car's perfect. This is going to be a good day. Nobody does that. You know what we do? We get in the car. It's just boring. It's just time to drive. Just time to go someplace. Same thing with if, let's say it's the winter and the tire pressure light's on. You don't go like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to make it to work. I can't believe this. This is the worst thing ever. Who in the world has bad tire pressure? Oh, it's only me. I'm the broken one. We don't do that either. You know what we do? We usually look at it and we're like, oh yeah, I notice when it's below 32 degrees, my tire pressure light always comes on. You don't panic, overfill the tires, go ham, call your husband, talk to your girlfriend, and do all the things. It's off plan, but it's not a, it's an indicator. It is the same thing like when your oil light comes on. You don't panic and head straight to the first oil place scared that you're never going to be able to drive again. You just, it's an indicator that it's time to take your car in to get an oil change. You make an appointment, or the next time you're driving by one of the quickie places, you fix it. It is the same thing. I want you to think about your habit tracker when you're tracking your 24-hour plans, being on plan, following your hunger scale stuff. That's like your dashboard. It's indicator lights. Sometimes the indicator, like for those of you who are, let's say every day at 4 o'clock, you're eating like fruit, or you're eating just, you know, regular old meal, healthy snacks or whatever. You're not a bad person because you're off plan. It's an indicator light that it's time to go and do a checkup and do something different and try something new. That's all that's happening. And so that behavior, being able to separate, only is going to come from reminding yourself that we're done with the days of there being good and bad food. We are done with the days of like there being like off plan and on plan being a bad thing. It is always like an indicator. On plan, off plan, indicator light, indicator light. The indicator light's on for you to ask a question, to like say to yourself, I wonder what could be going on here. Do I need to plan more food? Do I need to rest in the afternoons? What could be going on here? And then allow yourself to try things, to do things different. Take some pressure off yourself. You're never going, like, I want you guys to think about when you're thinking about on plan and off plan, good and healthy foods. When you feel bad about that stuff, guys, that's what's called the secondary emotion. And a secondary emotion is I'm feeling bad about something that I need to clean up my beliefs on. So it's like saying, like, I feel really bad today because I ate about being ashamed of myself earlier today when I said something negative to someone. So it's like always look at, like, you know, why would I choose to be feeling bad about these things? Are you feeling bad about being on plan and off plan because it's actually you're feeling like hopeless or a lot of self-doubt because you can't lose weight? What I'd rather you do is like notice that and work on starting to believe that you can lose weight, as long as you are like, okay, I need to reframe how I think about on plan and off plan. I need to start reminding myself more about, you know, we're just planning food. I am figuring this out. This is a very different process than what I've done in the past. This is a process that I've needed my entire life, and I'm glad I found it. Okay, I hope that helps. Feel free when you see this video to make comments and we can talk more about it. Coaches will be visiting it, but this is a great concept for all of you guys to dial into. Okay?